Bonjour, David, and welcome to Paris. We are indeed at the Paralympics here. The 2024 Games are well underway now, and I'm joined by David Clark, who is the CEO of the British Paralympic Association. David, it's a bit wet today, but the Games are really shining.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a wonderful couple of days. I think the team have worked really hard to get the best environment for our athletes out here. We're super happy with the village, which has brilliant accessibility, and we're really happy with our house here, where you're stationed at Paralympics GB House here in Clichy. But of course, after an amazing opening ceremony on Wednesday, the sport began, and we're already, as we speak, up to 14 medals. Just had news of another gold in the swimming pool, which is fantastic. And it's great to see those performances start to bear fruit. And this morning I went to the wheelchair rugby and saw a fantastic second victory against Denmark. So having beaten Australia and Denmark, they're well on the way. So yeah, great sport, great full stadiums, and we're really excited to be here.
There's so many events on, and I just want to say a quick well done to Lizzie Jordan. We spoke to her just before she was actually selected for the games, and she's coming first in her tandem race there. So well done to her.
That was one of our gold medals today, wasn't it? Which
Hey,
is
absolutely.
amazing, yeah.
Ring the bell down the stairs.
Absolutely, yeah.
Of course, the trend is the bell gets rung when the medal is won, of course. And we are here at GB House, and something which I've noticed, David, here, and indeed around Paris today, we're out and about, was the Navi lens codes everywhere.
Yeah, we're really pleased about that. I was chatting to my team about the power of Navi-Lens codes and the fact that they're multi-directional QR codes that give information to blind and partially sighted people. And we had them at our kitting out venue at Loughborough University, and they were a great success, giving details about the various activations from our sponsors and lots of information about the building and the product, and of course navigation, which of course is the kind of basic element. And we've got them here in the house. We've got them in our village accommodation. And I was using them myself just the other day when I was working my own way around our two buildings in the village. And it's just brilliant to have independent access to all the information you need about the building, about what's going on in the building, and how to get to the various information points, etc.
So what sports were you taking in today?
So I was at the wheelchair rugby today. Tomorrow, looking forward to some wheelchair basketball, which will be very exciting. And yesterday I was at the velodrome. If anyone's traveling to the velodrome, absolutely electric atmosphere, electric entertainment, but it's very hot. So I would advise you to dress wisely. But again, we've had, as you said, some super gold medals there. We've had some gold medals in the pool. The track starts today as well. So we're looking forward to that kicking off. But for me, tomorrow, the double header. With Canada, with our men and women's basketball teams playing against Canada tomorrow morning. And then, of course, we've got lots of other stuff going on in terms of rowing, in terms of archery, in terms of shooting. There's so much going on. It's just an absolute festival of elite Paralympic sport.
And I think, you can't, we can't speak to you about this without talking about the planning that goes into this, the logistics of bringing, not just selecting the team who are going to compete for those medals, but, putting everything together, getting everyone here, making sure the stadia, the events venues are all great, and Paralympics GB House is all, spick and span, top tip. It's such a lot of work that goes into doing this.
It is, and we're very fortunate to have a fantastic team. Our chef de mission, Penny Briscoe, this is now her 11th Paralympic Games. So my team are steeped in this stuff. We take an incredibly detailed amount of feedback from our post-games debrief that we do with all of the sports, which we would have done after Tokyo, and we build that into our plans. And it's wonderful that the level of detail the guys go into in conjunction with the sports to ensure they have the best preparation environment, they have the best transport to get them out here, and they're looked after in a way that enables them to arrive on the field of play absolutely ready to give of their best.
That's a fantastic record for Penny, of course. Yourself, though, you've not been in the post very long, and here you are, straight into your first Paralympics. Has that been a bit of a baptism of fire, or has it been a bit of an adrenaline rush for you?
Well, look, you don't know what you don't know. So when you're doing something for the first time, it's really important to consider those around you who do have the experience, and to listen to the really capable people we've got right throughout the organization. But what I do have is a perspective as an athlete, and of course, a perspective as a board member, which I have been previously. And I've been involved in Paralympic sports since 1987, when I first set foot on a goalball court, and then of course transferred to football. So, you know, I take what I learned from business, what I've learned from sport, and what I've learned from working for a charity when I was working for the RNIB itself, to build all that into something that hopefully is useful to the organisation. But you know what, Alan, my job is to make life easier for my staff, to ensure that our athletes get the very, very best they need to perform, and then to use those performances and the real gold dust and the gravitas of those performances to continue to change the world for disabled people off the field of play.
Well, that's it, isn't it? It's about showing athletes. When I look at it, I don't see athletes with any form of disability. You know, they're not performing because they have a disability. They're competing against gravity. They're competing to run faster, swim faster. Yeah. So, you know, that it's not people's perceptions really they're competing against. It's just like other Olympians, other athletes.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the big thing that we need to focus on is that many disabled people do not get that opportunity from birth. So, you know, within the school system, 3 out of 4 disabled kids are still not getting involved with sport. And, you know, to see that like 81 out of our 215 athletes representing Great Britain out here in Paris are debutants. It's their first Paralympics. So it just shows you that if we provide the opportunity, then people have a choice. You can do sport for fun. You can stay at the grassroots level, or if you like it and you're passionate about it and you want to become elite at it, you can go through that pathway to get yourself to that position. And it's so good that we've got so many multi-Paralympians at this event, with Dame Sarah Story, of course, being at her 9th Games, but 81 debutants. And there's nothing more exciting than to see those debutants win medals, such as Blythe Toomey and her partner, Fliss, last night in you know, winning a bronze medal in the table tennis.
Indeed. I just want to do a quick shout out to Zach Shaw as well, his first Paralympics, and coming in first in his heat on the athletics track by 0.05 seconds. Yeah. That's all that's in it. David, you're very busy. We'll hopefully we'll catch up with you a bit later in the games as well. But for the moment, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Pleasure.